Goal 2.5 for me seemed a little bit squishy, and I don't, I'm not quite sure safe and optimum use of recreational facilities.
Because it's a high-level goal, very often those are a little bit squishy. Mm-hmm. We'll get more specific. I mean, if you look at the recreational facilities you create, that this is where we've got to, when we put this together, you'll see some of the tactics and initiatives pursued specific to different communities. Virginia City, you have parks, you have swimming pools. Lockwood, you have some trails, some recreation and trails and such that okay. Maybe you want to mention. So, yeah, it is kind of a high level, but it's saying that you do recognize that recreational facilities can be an important part of a community.
Great, thank you. Okay. Under perspective four, we have two goals there. I was wondering if we wanted to say anything about diversification. Specifically within Virginia City, or if the goal is specifically just to support the tourism development efforts, do we want to broaden that out? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's
to me, it seems a little bit limiting to say we want to support tourism in Virginia City, which certainly is the dominant industry. But I would like to see a broader base of. Companies that serve the community that from across the spectrum.
Anything, Commissioner Dillman?
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any suggested verbiage?
I don't know. No, not really. Sorry.
Okay.
One thing that I'll point out is the perspective supporting long-term sustainability very often will require that diversification. Yeah. So it's almost included in that. But when it comes to specifically, you know, do you want to pursue economic development in Virginia City that is, you know, different sectors of the economy, that's a specific direction that we would need if you want us to, you know, pursue manufacturing or
sure.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah, and I think my concern is when we move down into the specificity does not connect into the long-term sustainability. It only goes in two fairly narrow directions.
Right.
And
right.
So,
okay.
And maybe to broaden that out a little bit, there are two other elements that I don't know if they're worth incorporating or not. But one is, I'd like to see us encourage entrepreneurship and business and provide business development resources, possibly as a separate goal under perspective
okay.
four. And then something about reducing barriers to starting or growing businesses.
And
reducing barriers
okay.
to starting or growing businesses.
Right. And that's this one again is a little squishy. The 4.1 is treat business community like our customers and business partners. We accommodate. And you'll see the linkages with community development specifically address exactly that.
Okay.
That
yeah, if you're comfortable that it in subsections it does address it, I just when we're looking at a vision or direction, that to me is directionally kind of where we're trying to go. We're trying to keep the barriers low and
right.
encourage business activity.
And we can put something on there about the entrepreneurship. To provide that support for entrepreneurship throughout the county.
Thank
so.
You.
Austin?
Austin Osberg, for the record. Yeah, and Commissioner Mitchell's talked to me about some of these things too. She's not just having tours in Virginia City, but having kind of a little bit of diversity of different businesses, and we know what those can be. I think we have some stuff for the Story County Master Plan that we potentially could just bring back for another workshop if you want to give direction for us to put something like that together, and then you can look at those goals. But I think where you're going would be easily changed in here to have a little bit more than just tourism-related businesses, especially entrepreneurship, home-based businesses,
yeah.
right. people that want to do services for the community, grocery store, you know, things like that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm not stuck on any particular wording. I don't know if it's possible to move it through and say staff can work out wording,
yeah.
or if we want to bring it back, what's the better approach? I'm fine with either. My last question just had to do with, in perspective five, government being accessible and transparent, I kind of thought about the idea of being proactive versus reactive, but then I looked at goal 6.1, and it seems like that might kind of cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Does
yeah.
that is,
yes.
is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the accessible and transparent is more, you're going to, everything you do is out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
You are, you know, anybody, and we heard this from the communities when we went out there, last year is you are accessible. I mean, everybody's thrilled with the fact they can call and they get a return call. You're always there. So that's really important.
Great. Thank you. Those were my notes.
Okay. All right. Great points, Chairman. Vice Chairman. I appreciate it. I don't have any additional comments for you at this time, Linda. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you got a motion?
I mean, I guess the question is, what's the right way to proceed? Is it to by reference include the things that we talked about and authorize staff to craft the wording on it?
So.
Is that the better way to go
than bring it back
again at a later meeting?
Yeah, because you'll have this all back with all those linkages and everything as a package, which will make it much clearer exactly what the plan is going forward.
Great. Does that sound all right? Okay. And I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the vision statement, mission statement, perspectives, and goals for inclusion in the Story County Strategic Plan with the noted additions or changes, and authorize staff to craft wording on those new elements.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Linda,
for all your work. Before we move on to item number 13, I just want to notify my fellow commissioners. The applicant in the upcoming agenda item is the owner of the lot adjacent to my own property. I've had previous interactions with the applicant, so out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself from voting on this item. I will see you gentlemen on item number 14.
All right, very good. So item 13 today is consideration and possible approval of a 2023-024 variance request to allow a requested yard setback to construct a primary residence. The applicant proposes a front yard setback of 20 feet from the Highland Road roadway, drainage and utility easement within the Virginia City Highlands subdivision, as opposed to the required 30-foot yards front yard setback. The property is located at 21281 Highland Road, Virginia City Highlands, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 003-191-15. Kathy, you want to take us through this?
Yes, thank you. So Kathy Canfield for the record. This is an application for a variance to the front yard setback. The property is located in the Virginia City Highlands, 1-acre neighborhood, and is currently vacant. The property is 1.72 acres in size. The VC Highlands subdivision has roadway drainage and utility easements across the majority of the parcels, and this particular parcel has these easements both on the north and the south side of the parcel. With having access on two sides of the property, the applicant can select which access that they would like to use or to develop. And then once they select that access, that's how we determine where those easements or those setbacks are located. So staff worked with the applicant about a year ago, documenting those setbacks if he chose to be have access from his upper portion or his lower portion. The Story County zoning ordinance requires that the setbacks are measured from the edge of the access easement in cases where there's access easements across the property. So it wouldn't be from the property line or the point, it's from the access easement. The applicant submitted a variance request to allow for the proposed structure to have a 20-foot setback rather than the required 30-foot setback from the roadway easement line. In order to approve such a variance, we need to make sure we can find that there's a hardship that is related to Story County Code Section 17.03.140, Section K, and that identifies that there's a hardship needs to be identified and that there's specific findings that need to be able to be made. So what the code section says is the grant of a variance does not change the zoning ordinance or underlying zoning of the parcel and may only be granted upon demonstration of hardship based on the peculiarity of the property in relation to other properties in the same zoning district. The hardship may be demonstrated where, due to special circumstances applicable to the property, strict application of the development code standards or requirements would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by others in the vicinity. A self-imposed hardship is not a legitimate ground or reason for a variance approval. And the same code section goes on to identify the different findings that we would make to show that there is a hardship. Some of these you've heard of before, but that because of the special circumstances applicable to the subject property, including the shape, size, topography, or location of surroundings, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the subject property of privileges enjoyed by other properties in the vicinity or under identical zone classifications, that the granting of the application is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights of the applicant, and that the granting of the application will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons residing or working in the neighborhood of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the neighborhood of the subject property. So when staff receives an application for a variance, this is what we're going by, and we're reviewing this. Staff had been out to this applicant's property, and we did meet with him out there, and kind of were trying to walk the site, kind of looking at where these locations, where we think they would be, and discuss the project itself at that time. The Planning Commission on August 3rd also heard this application, and Planning Commission agreed with a 4-1 vote with staff that we don't believe these findings can be made to approve such a variance. So at the Planning Commission meeting, we did have a discussion about the project and some different elements. We have received, on Friday of this past week, we did receive a correspondence that I believe has also been passed out to you that has some discussion items, and the applicant's here to actually talk about the project too, I believe. So I'm happy to answer any questions, or if you want to have the applicant address how he believes these findings can be made, we can do that, and then I can answer any questions too.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, I think if that's all right, Commissioner, we'll hear from the applicant and hear what he has to say. Thank you very much for being here, Mr. Miller.
A couple more pictures that might be helpful.
Thank you.
Mitchell Miller, I'm the property owner. I appreciate the opportunity to address the County Commission regarding my request to the Planning Department for a variance of the front setback of my property at 21281 Highland Road, Virginia City Highlands. I believe you have a copy of my original variance request, my comments at the Planning Commission or the Planning Department meeting, and my email response to the department's report to the County Commission. In the interest of time, I won't belabor a lot of the details on this, but I would like to cover some highlights. While I appreciate the Planning Commission or the Planning Department assistance over the course of this build in the last year, there are numerous comments made at the Planning Department meeting and in the report to the County Commission that I wish to clarify and correct. Much was made of not having precise markers defining the corner of my property. There's a critical, as you can see from the maps, a critical southwest corner where the easement passes through my property. The concern was that I didn't have a clear idea where the easement on the north side of the easement line, where the line is, where the setbacks at 20 and 30 feet are. To make my decisions on the build. I'm really interested in getting 10 feet of additional yard or 10 feet of backyard with my build. I'm not concerned about inches, so I've been using these estimates over time, over the last year. And as you'll see later, they were correct. I've owned this property for 45 plus years. It was recently surveyed, well, in June of 2022, it was surveyed. Along with the survey, a detailed topography map was done. There's some comment that this was not a stamped survey. I wasn't aware during this process that I would need a stamped survey presented to the Planning Department. I certainly will have that available to the Building Commission and to my contractor, or to the Building Department and the contractor, when we actually start digging holes in the ground. I don't intend to build precisely on the setback, whether it's 20 feet or 30 feet, probably give or take a few feet or a few inches at any rate. I have a very good recollection of where the southwest corner, there was a marker there called the southwest corner of seven lots. That marker was unfortunately plowed over in our recent heavy winter, as were the markers indicating the north side of the 50-foot easement that cut across my property, the corner of my property. I have a good idea where these markers were. I've made my measurements from what I recall of where these markers were, measuring 50 feet onto the property, 20 feet and 30 feet for setbacks, etc. The south and west property lines are straight, well-defined by markers and of known length. These property lines converge at the point. It's not hard to determine exactly where the point is or fairly closely where the point is. I had markers in the dirt where the 20 and 30 foot garage setbacks would be when the planning staff visited the property. These were still in the dirt, actually two markers because I measured on two occasions that were about a foot apart. Those were my estimates where these markers were. The planning department seemed to dismiss those markers entirely. I think they're very important in our discussion. At any rate, subsequent to the meeting, I forwarded the precise position coordinates for this pertinent southwest corner. It is north 148072711.15, east 232060.8.34. I also have the position coordinates for the every other point on my lot, certainly on the mark of the sides of my lot. This was obtained with further assistance from the surveyor. There's really no need for the surveyor to come back to the property, pound new stakes into the ground. When we know these coordinates and when we start to build, we can easily replace these. So that is a major issue. I know my property. I know where the setbacks are. I understand where my build goes. My build is on a plateau. In order to build the structure I want, a good portion of the corner of my house will have to hang over a steep grade that incidentally is a 40% grade. And I'm asking to get 10 feet so I can walk around the corner of the house. I can put a dog run there. I can watch my grandchildren play in a safe environment. I think those are extenuating circumstances. There was also a note that the hillside is no different from any other properties within the subdivision. I would contend that mine is very different from every other property in the subdivision. I believe I have the only through lot in the subdivision. Certainly on this hillside, because of my purchase 45 years ago, have the benefit of building from either easement. In order for me to build in my preferred location, I spend less money, less disruption of the natural environment, less concrete and pavement, less concrete and stem walls, and I think aesthetically it looks improved. For the other folks on that same hillside, they have one access to their property. I doubt any of them will ask to move within the easement of the lower part of Highland Road. The ideal situation is to build up higher on the hill, which some people have done. For them to build higher, they spend more money, they disturb more environment, you have to create a longer driveway, concrete, asphalt, gravel, or whatever. A lot more engineering is involved. I'm hoping to reduce the engineering. There was a note made that the granting of this variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights. As I mentioned, I think there are property rights that I would like to have that will not be available to me if the easement isn't granted. I would like to have 10 feet of backyard. I can hide a dog
Mr.
running.
Mr. Miller, if you would just hold for a moment while that finishes up.
Is that the noon buzzer?
It's the noon bell, yeah.
Lunchtime. Okay, sorry to be holding you up.
No, it's quite all right. I just want to make sure that for the recording and everything,
no,
we were able to get everything that you're saying. So.
At any rate, I may want to hide a dog run or utility building. There are various of these throughout the neighborhood that I think are an eyesore. I would like to watch my grandchildren play in the backyard in a protected environment. I would avoid considerable costs, as I've discussed. I don't think that my request for reducing the setback 10 feet is any different than other hardships described as adding an addition to a garage in the ranch's area on a 10-acre piece of property to within 7 feet of an easement. An addition, okay? The person already has a garage, already has an house. They were granted an easement. And I know I have to prove my case. I understand these guys, everybody has different issues. Another situation where adding a second-story balcony to an existing structure 20 feet into the easement was considered a hardship. And more recently, the planning department accommodated a redivision of a consolidated lot against some objections from neighbors. Apparently, the property owner felt that that was a hardship. The staff notes that based on the site visit, staff is not convinced the travel way is depicted correctly on the mapping provided. I guess they qualify that. They do not think it does. I can assure you that the travel way extends. It's a 25-foot travel way, extends along the south portion of the easement. My property is on the north side of the easement. I had a state-licensed surveyor with topography maps that clearly shows the road grade. This is a smooth grade that is the travel way on the south one half of the easement as it crosses my property. Satellite maps provided by Story County, I believe they're in your packet, clearly show the south property line of the property to the west of me and the southwest corner of my property border on the 25-foot travel way. You can see the satellite photo on page 12 of the Planning Commission report. Power poles and wires run along the south property line on this portion of Highland, very near the travel way. Property line markers, these were actually surveyed by the same people who surveyed my property, run along that length of Highland Road. They are directly in the berm adjacent to the travel way. There's actually been another few feet of grading done over the last week or two, and now these markers are almost in the roadway itself. I mean, they're just barely into it in what you might call a berm. Multiple vehicles and a snowplow accessory are frequently parked in the north half of the easement near the west end of this portion of Highland Road. Again, I think that's something you can actually see in the historical satellite photos provided from the planning department. There is a well and yard hydrant approximately 30 feet west of my property line in the easement. This is not travel way. This is unused easement except for these various things. And on my property, crossing that corner, there's a, and you can see these from these pictures, there's a power line support pole and guy wire in the north half of my easement. This is not a place where anybody has been driving through. It's not been